Welcome back to Horizons. Francis Rowland, welcome to Horizons.
Thanks, David.
Last time you were into me, you were discussing your recruitment process for the lay pastoral leaders. How's that been going?
It's going very well, David, actually. There's been a lot of interest from very many people around the diocese, exploring what it would look like for them. What would it mean in terms of kind of time and effort and the length of the programme and that. And I suppose that's one of the reasons I'm really glad to be in with you today, because I suppose at this stage, people know what a pastoral leader is. It's someone who is giving of their time voluntarily in their parish, and what they're doing is trying to lead or promote a particular area of ministry. So we've people around the diocese who are working in pre-sacramental work or working with young people. We've people who are working with baptism teams, maybe funeral teams, music ministry, care for the earth. So a variety of areas. And ultimately, that's what the ministry might look like, or it might look like something a little bit different, depending on the needs in your own local parish. So that's the first thing. I suppose the second thing is people say to me, but is it a long time of training? It depends on how you look at that. So there are two distinct pieces of training. So the first piece is about 3.5 months long, and it's what we call discernment. And God willing, we will start the discernment process with the group who are interested this year at the end of January in 2026. And that'll be concluded by mid-May of 2026. And that really is a time of getting a sense of what is this ministry about, getting a sense of the kind of learnings you'd be doing, getting a sense of who you are, and what you might see yourself getting involved in your local parish. It's also maybe an introduction to scripture, an introduction to who Jesus Christ is for us and who he calls us to be, an introduction to prayer and spirituality. So it's kind of very much an introduction. And then it's for you and for us to discern, okay, having had the introduction, is this where you're called to continue the journey? So I suppose there might be people around the diocese today who said, oh yeah, I was thinking about that, but oh, I don't know. You can say yes to the introduction and say no after that. And sometimes that's a way of just saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to give it 3.5 months. I'm going to explore what that means. I'm going to be part of the gang for that encounter. And then at the end of it, I can say, okay, I've tried it. I don't think it's for me at this time. Or, oh wow, that was really interesting. I would like more of this.
Very good. And if someone is listening to this on Sunday morning, is it too late to join?
No. So if you check out our diocesan website, there is a form on it under the Ministry for Pastoral Leaders, and it's a form called Expression of Interest. So I really need to have your form of Expression of Interest by the 6th of December latest. Because if I haven't had your form by then, I won't have had the chance to meet with you to see does even the beginning of this programme suit you. So that's how long a period you have now. You really have kind of maybe 2 weeks to say, I'm going to take a chance on this. I'm just going to give it a go. Or maybe this isn't for me. But really, you know, if you're not sure, why not throw your application into me? I'll ring you. We'll have a conversation and we'll see, is it going where you want to go? And is it where you feel called to at this time? And then I suppose for those who do take the chance and do love it, then there is another period, which is 2 years of training. Now, that again sounds like a very long period of time. But if you take out the fact that there's summer and there's Christmas and there's Easter and that we're only working most weeks for 2 hours over a Zoom call, it's not quite as onerous as you might think. And during that time, you begin to know a whole new group of people. You'll be exploring what it means to minister today. What is the pastoral reality that is and are our parishes and pastoral areas? And getting a sense of, you know, what might be the call of God for you at this time. And alongside that, you'll get a chance to work in your local parish and explore how you might serve in that local community, given the gifts and the skills and the talents you bring.
I noticed that for some of the lay pastoral leaders, they sort of serve different functions within their parishes. And I was wondering, is that more down to the needs of the parish or is that more down to the interest of the leader?
It's a combination of both. I suppose people are bringing skills with them from their own life experience. So perhaps you have been involved in education, so therefore pre-sacramental work might be something that you'd feel very comfortable in. Or perhaps you've been in youth work and you kind of feel, yeah, I'd love to work with young people. Or I suppose we've people who have worked in nursing, so sometimes the whole area of pastoral care is more attractive to them because it's something they kind of know. But that has to be coupled with what are the needs locally, and it's trying to combine both so that the person can give of their own skills and their gifts in the place that's most appropriate at this time. But it's always that combining. And I think there's a wisdom in that and a breath in that, because sometimes we have skills that can be applied to to an area that we might not have thought of. So, for example, if you have worked in schools, you might kind of think, oh, you know, maybe visiting the elderly wouldn't be something I'd be good at. Perhaps that might be something you're very good at, you just have never done before. Or if you've worked in retail or in business, you might kind of say, oh, I'd be no good with young people. Maybe you've kids yourself, maybe you've been involved in the GAA or another sports organisation and you've been involved in underage training or whatever, and you might realise, oh, those skills are all transferable when I'm talking about getting young people involved in our parish and reaching out to young people. So it's combining always the needs of the parish and the gifts and the talents that people bring themselves.
It sounds not only like an education, but a bit of a moment of self-discovery for people.
It would be lovely actually for you to ask that question of some of our pastoral leaders. All I can say is that my own experience in formation over the years and also working with others is that I think particularly as adults, we can close ourselves off to things that we're not sure we will do well enough. Whereas if you ask most children, will they try something? They're like, oh yeah, you know, and they presume they'll be fine at it. So it is an opportunity as an adult to explore beyond maybe where you have been to date. So maybe you're a minister of the word in your community. Maybe you're a minister of the Eucharist at Mass. Maybe you've been helping out with the collections on your parish pastoral council. And you might think, okay, that's me. That's the extent of who I am in this parish. And I'd be saying, well, have you desire to be more? Have you desire to serve, to give something back that you feel that you've received? And it might be just the sense of inclusion, the sense of being valued in your parish. It might be the sense of that there are a lot of talents and gifts out there in people, and maybe we're not harnessing all of those for the good of the parish. So it's really an open invitation to anyone who's listening today to say, go on the Diocesan website, take a look at Ministry of Pastoral Leader. See, does it say anything to you about what your desires are for you over the next couple of months and couple of years? Also, maybe chat to the pastoral leaders that you might know in your own pastoral area. Chat to your local priest. And maybe as we move into 2026, are you willing to take a punt and just try something new and bring your best to it?
So get outside your comfort zone if you feel like you're a little bit set in your ways, or even if you feel like you're a little bit stuck in a rut.
A little bit. And I suppose because I think God's call to us always invites us to realise something about ourselves that we didn't know. So if you look back to the Gospels, Peter and Andrew were very happy fishing for fish, and Jesus sees in them, no, actually, there's a bigger mission that you could take part in. You could be fishers of people. And I think nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Frances Rowland, as always, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
My pleasure. Thanks, David.
This is Christ the King by Sarah Hart.
To the end, he
These are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Rosary will be recited in Camp Graveyard today at 10:45. Everyone is welcome. There is a big demand for male singers of all ages across various local choirs. If you'd like to partake in choir singing, particularly for the celebrating of Christmas 2025, please see your local parish newsletter for group details. In Beaufort, at 7:30 in the evening on Tuesday, there will be a Mass for all those who have died in the last 12 months. There is a webinar for confirmation parents on Wednesday at 7:30 in the evening. The guest speaker is Dr. Dan O'Connell from Mary Immaculate College, Limerick. There will be a Mass in Annascull for all who have died in the past year in West Kerry Community Hospital. It will take place on Wednesday at 2 p.m. and relatives of those that have passed in the hospital are invited to attend. A special Mass will be celebrated on Saturday at 6 p.m. in St. Agatha's Church, Glenflesk, in memory of all those whose funeral Masses were celebrated in the parish during the past year. And finally, Pope Leo has posted on X regarding COP30, as stewards of God's creation, we are called to act swiftly, with faith and prophecy, to protect the gift he entrusted to us. After the break, we talk about First Saturday devotions.